Blog Talk Radio.
Conversation going and all that good stuff. Listen, I love y'all so much. I love y'all so much. Y'all, my episode from Monday, which was my WrestleMania episode, after WrestleMania episode, had a total, guys, of 16 listens. Like, that just done me all the good. I thank y'all for tuning in to Queen J. Seriously, like, I'm going to do an appreciation episode coming this summer. June or July. Appreciate your episode because I truly love you guys for tuning in. Always love y'all for tuning in. Always love y'all for coming to Queen J Podcast. This Saturday, I'm going to dedicate a lot of my time to listening to some episodes from other podcasts, showing some love on my Twitter for other podcast episodes I listen to, you know, because it's long overdue. I hadn't had a chance to listen to none yet, but I know they're all great. I've listened to some, but that had just did me all the good when I saw how many listens one episode had. Queen J Podcast is being listened to all around the world, United States, Nigeria, everywhere. There's no limitations on Queen J Podcast, and I do thank you guys for tuning into my show. That really done me all the good when I saw that many listens on my podcast. I was like, wow. I was like, wow, guys. I was just like, really? Queen J Podcast got that, you know, on that episode. So y'all are amazing for that. I appreciate y'all so, so very much for that. Just going to try to let the time go a little bit until my guests get ready to call in, and then we're going to let her call in. I do want to say to everybody, I do want to say to everybody to keep on fighting, and I'm talking about in a positive way. I ain't talking about in a negative way. I'm talking about in a positive way. Keep on fighting. Never give up on what you want to do in life. We got positive Sundays coming on Queen J, positive Sundays, and, you know, I'll give y'all more information on that when I do my episode tomorrow. So I think that this is my guest that has dialed in that I'm seeing. I'm going to make sure. And I believe that she has called in. So we're going to go ahead and unmute her. And just to let y'all know, we're talking about some fashion for about 45 minutes. We're going to be discussing fashion and other little questions and stuff like that. I don't like to prolong the time because I know people have other things to do, and I know I'm going to be laying down after I do this show. All right, so let me unmute her right now. Hey, how you doing? Hold on. Hold on, because Blog Talk is always slow.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you? This Glow, Cover Tigers with Glow.
Yes, yes. I'm so happy that you're on the show today. How are you doing? I'm good, though.
I'm good. Heading home, and I was jamming until I seen what time it is, and I was like, oh, shoot, let me call. So my
I was just trying to let some time go by, so she probably would call eventually.
I don't like to be late because I don't like nobody being late to mine, so I definitely do apologize. So please forgive me. I was just jamming.
It's cool. Listen, I don't never hold nobody. You know, when people say they can't come to the show, I don't get upset. No, like, because I know things happen. People have stuff to do. That's why I was saying I ain't going to hold you too long because I know when this show, I'm going to lay down. Yes, I'm going to lay down.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Right, right. So, very happy to have you on the show tonight. Since this is your first time coming on Queen's Den Podcast, I would like for you to just tell my listeners a little bit about yourself.
Okay. My name is Glow. I am my own host on my own podcast called Conversations with Glow. And again, that's Conversations with a K. So just make sure that everybody just follow me on all platforms. I do have an Instagram, conversations.with.glow, Twitter at conversationsg, and, you know, Facebook, Conversations with Glow. Like, I'm excited to talk about fashion, even though, you know, I'm not a trendsetter or anything, but, you know, I'm excited.
Right. Yes, yes. It's not going to be bad. I'm not too big on fashion myself. Matter of fact, my mom was telling me the other day, she was like, you got on this kind of shirt with these pants, you need to match. I tell her, you know, since I've been in high school, I never cared about matching. As long as my clothes is clean, I didn't ever care about, you know, I never cared about, if they match. Now, sometimes I will match, but, you know, when you get a certain age, I mean, I'm like I'm old. I'm 30 years old, so I don't really care about all that. No one's my clothes clean, smell good, that's all I care about.
Hey, that's it, honey.
Yeah, that's all I care about. As long as they, you know, clean and stuff. Because I just recently had my washing machine, and that's, listen, it's, you know, I don't mind going to the laundromat, but having a washing and dry home is a blessing to me.
Yes, it is. You better speak that, honey, because I love it.
Yes, it's a blessing for real, because, like, you don't have to, like, I keep my clothes washed all the time now. I don't have to worry about going, it's just a blessing. I keep my clothes washed now. So I want to go ahead and get into this conversation about fashion. You know, it was somebody else that I had saw, and they were talking about fashion. I said, you know what? That's something that I never have discussed on my show. So I said, well, I like the way your hair was and everything. And I said, well, she know a lot about fashion, you know, and stuff and all that, keeping herself up. So I said, well, maybe I can have a conversation with her about that. Listen, I don't know much about you, but
you know. I mean, I can keep myself up. I keep myself up or whatever. But, you know, like me getting ready to go spend $1,000 on a pair of shoes, that ain't my flow. So,
right.
You know.
And that actually brings me to my first question. And I guess you basically answered it. But I was going to say, do you care about having the latest? Okay, first of all, if you do wear the name brand stuff like, you know, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, stuff like that, what's your favorite name brand stuff to wear if you'll wear it?
I have like a good bit of different. I've gotten into American Eagle. I like wearing what's the latest? I don't know, like Nike and just stuff. I mean, me personally, I can go to Walmart right quick and grab me a pair of leggings and a T-shirt to lounge in right quick. But, yeah, I mean, I guess it just depends.
Right. Yeah, I agree with that. I'll go to Walmart in a minute, too. You still here? Hello? You still here? Okay, I don't know. Let me see. I can't. If you're talking, I can't hear you. Okay, she missing that. She'll call back in. So, okay, so the call dropped. I don't know if it's Blog Talk or whatever, but the call dropped, so, of course, she'll call back in. Okay, there she go.
I don't know what happened. I'm sorry.
Oh, you fine? It might be with Blog Talk. I was like, are you finished talking? But I agree with you about the Walmart. Listen. I'll go to Walmart in a minute. Like, lately, that's where I go. I don't really too much, like, go. But me, I don't really care about having the name brand stuff. Like, I got some Nike shoes. They're not no tennis shoes or whatever. Like, they kind of like little slide-ins. But, like I said, I don't really, like, my boyfriend was telling me, oh, well, I need to buy you some name brand shoes. He like name brand stuff. But, see, that's not me. That's not me. Like I said, if you want to buy it, you gonna buy it. I ain't put my money into it because I don't care about it.
Exactly. But, you know, I like I said, it just basically depends on what mood I'm in. If I'm in the mood to, you know, it just depends on my mood. But lately it's been Levi's and, like, American Eagle. And when it comes to, like, my tops or whatever, I like wearing, like the character shirts and stuff. Like, I'm big, like, throwback shirts, like Tom and Jerry shirts, Mickey Mouse shirts, stuff like that. So, yeah, I've been trying to get a pair of ones for, like, the longest and, you know, got to do the raffle. And I'm just like, I'm sick of this shit. I've been trying to do this shit for, like, a whole year. You know what? I don't even want the ones no more. I don't even care.
Right. You know, the type of shirts I used to, since I've got older, I noticed myself don't really buy them no more. But when I was younger, I used to love the shirts with the writing on them. Like, it didn't matter what type of words they had, I had to get me some shirts with the writing. And then, like, V-neck, how can you say it? You know, I guess you know what I'm talking about. V-neck t-shirts or something like that. V-neck t-shirts. I used to always love them. Always. But, you know, like I said, when you get older, certain things you just grow out of. You know, certain things.
Yep.
You just,
yeah.
Sure,
definitely. Go ahead. No, I was just saying, yeah, you definitely do grow out of stages, I guess, because I don't know. I used to, like, try to wear V-neck shirts, but when I used to wear V-neck shirts, I used to wear, like, a tank top up under it. Yeah, I mean, I'm vibing. Yeah, because, like, who? I don't know. I've always been told if I can't buy it twice, don't even buy it at all. So, you know, it's...
Right. And so... Let's talk about, this wasn't one of my questions, but it just came to my mind, heels. Now, for me, I'm not a heel girl at all. I wore them twice in high school, and I remember somebody was picking at me like, one thing I don't do, if I can't wear, if I can't walk in them, I won't buy, you know. And I said, you know what, I got mad, but the person was actually telling the truth, like, I can't walk in heels. If I get heels, they have to be real low heels. So do you like to wear heels?
No, I'm not a big heel person. The last time I wore heels, I'm probably about like you. It's not a thing for me. I like to be comfortable. So majority of my closet is with slides and tennis shoes and Converses.
Right.
I'm not going to do heels. I'm too old for heels now, so
Right. Yeah, I'm just not a heel person. Like, when I go to church or going to something to dress up, I'm mostly a flat shoes person. Like, I wear, like, little dress flat shoes. But if I say, I might try me some, since we're talking about, I might do try me some heels, though. But they have to be the real low ones. If I get them high ones, I saw somebody, I was watching them, they was live on the websites I'm on. And I just was watching them how they walking on heels, and I just be saying to myself, how can you do it? How can you do it? I would be there falling, trip up, and everybody laughing at me and pick me up later on. I just couldn't do it. I definitely couldn't do it.
Yeah, so, I ain't gonna lie though. Like, I used to try, like, when I used to go out and stuff to the club, like, that used to try, but man, I used to get called ghetto and all because I would been done took off my heels inside the club and been done walked around like that because they're just, and then I had,
I guess that's why they always say,
No, I'm listening.
I was going to say, I guess that's why they always say, you know, when you go somewhere, take you some backup shoes or something like that. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Yep.
I just can't do heels. I'm sorry. I can't do heels.
No.
They have to be low heels. So what I was going to ask you, so I don't know if you got kids or whatever, but my next question was going to be, do you feel like, if you do got kids, if you don't have kids, do you care about them having the latest name brand clothes and shoes?
I have two kids. I have a daughter that is 15, she'll be 16 in August, and I have a son that actually turned 8, and they turned 8 in January. I'm not big on name brand all around. However, they do have name brand in their closet. I'll go on TJ Maxx real quick and grab them a couple pair of pants, shirts or whatever. Whatever I might find cute, like, I would grab it, but it doesn't necessarily have to be name brand. Like, I be around a lot of people that feels like that their kids have to be in name brand and stuff like that, and I never been that way. Like, I want my kids to look nice or whatever, and I buy them the shoes when I want to buy them or if I feel like, you know, they have deserved it or it's a birthday gift or whatnot. However, like, it's not nothing that I'm going to go to the mall and break my neck about every week to try to get my kids a pair of shoes, because those pair of shoes that I'm getting for them, I can turn around, I can invest that. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's, if I'm going to pay $200 for a shoe for two of them, I'm going to round it up, like, $150 for both of them a piece possibly, you know? And that's money that I can take and invest into Nike. You feel me? So it's just like, do you want to think short-term or long-term? But majority of us, you know, we do still think long-term, but we want what we want now. So, you know, and that's how I feel about them when it comes to them. You know, if I want them to have it, I end up getting it for them. But it's not a must. It's definitely not a must.
Right. And I agree. You know, I see people, you know, got no past judgment. But I see people have to have the kids' latest stuff, you know, latest stuff come out and everything. And if I don't have any kids, but if I did have some, which I hope to have at least one by the time I get 31, I'm on your side. You know, I would buy, you know, I get one sometimes, but no, long as they have clothes and they well fed and stuff, I don't really, you know, I guess they can, they always call me old fashioned anyway. I just don't really care about all that stuff like that. Now, when they get older, they get like in their teenage years, they might say, okay, well, I want this, you know, same brand stuff. I might buy it, but I'll still have the same rules still apply. I'm not going to buy it all the time because that clothes don't make you, you know what I'm saying? Shoes don't make you neither. So.
Right. Clothes don't. But the thing is that it's a lot of people out here that would definitely go broke behind trying to impress and trying to fit in with the rest.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Like, you're literally going broke just to, you know, just to be able to fit in. And that right there, that's not even cool with me no more. So,
right.
I'm cool with all that.
And you know what? I used to call that in high school the wannabe high class people. In high school, that's what I'd call them. Because they used to call us the lame people. I called them the wannabe high class people because they thought they were so much with the clothes and stuff. But then you got to look at the parents, you know, not past judges, but I think the parents, you know, they instill that within their children to make the whole case.
Yeah, I mean, you got to understand that. You got to understand that the clothes definitely don't make or break you. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
But like I said, it make and break some people. I'm going to say that. It makes and break some people, some of them.
Right. Well, I just hope when I have children, I don't want them to grow up thinking that, you know, they have to have that stuff all the time because there's a lot more things important in the world than that. And if they get sick,
right.
I'm going to tell them you better go get a job because I ain't buying.
Look, that's what I'm telling my daughter now. I promise you, I'm telling my daughter that now. She's coming to me talking about some, because, Mom, you said you was going to get me a pair of shoes, and now I want two pair of shoes, and I want you to get me a pair of Jordans. And I'm just like, girl, J-O-B, J-O-B. Even when you get a job, you're still going to have responsibilities because you're going to start paying your own cell phone bill and your own car insurance. Period.
So true. So true. That's why I be telling my nephew, I say, me, your mama, and sometimes my mom and stuff, we'll buy him little cars, you know, either Fortnite and things like that. I tell him when he gets sick, he's going right to the grocery store, and he go work as a bag boy, with, you know, bag people groceries and stuff. He said, no, I ain't doing it. I said, well, you got to get some type of job. Because PlayStation cars add up.
Yes, I'm trying to tell you, and then we the one working with, no, man, she was like, I got to get a job. Yes, ma'am, you do. At first, I was just like, no, I don't want my baby to work throughout high school, blah, blah, blah. Now I'm just like, shoot. And you get a job. We're going to maintain it all together. Your mama did it, and I'm going to tell you how to do it.
Right. got to get a job. They got to grow up some stuff one day. Yeah.
Right.
So, now this was a thing at my mama's church. Me and my mom don't go to the same church. But at her church, they don't believe in women wearing pants. Or young girls, you know, they believe you either have a skirt or a dress on. That is one reason why I stopped going there over 20 years ago. I go to my own church. Actually, one of my exes introduced me to the church I'm at. So I just want to get your thoughts on that a little bit. Like, don't you think that's kind of, you know, I know people have their own beliefs, but that, where I go to now.
Am I supposed to be the Jehovah's Witness?
Right.
Oh, so your mom is a Jehovah's Witness.
Oh, no, no. No, oh, no.
Oh,
you don't like
okay.
No, they're actually, you know what, speaking on that, I had to tell one off one time. And I don't have nothing to do with what nobody believe in, but I had to tell one off one time because my mom, she kind of like a quiet person. But see, I get my ways from my father. I'll be quiet for so long, after a while, I'm going to speak out by my mouth. And there was one lady that was coming. There was this one lady that was coming there, and that's when I was staying with her. And she, used to try to get her to read the Bible and tell her what she believed in and stuff. So, you know, I just got real pissed off one day. I got real pissed off. I was quiet about it for a long time. I let it slide for a long time. And I told the Jehovah's Witnesses, I said, first of all, my mama has her own preacher at her own church. I got my own preacher at my own church. Like I said, we don't go to the same church. I said, nobody has time for y'all to be coming to people's house telling them what y'all want to believe in. Like, oh, y'all, we could go to hell because we don't go to y'all church. Like, that when I heard that, that's what set me off. And she got upset.
Hold on, wait, you're going to hell because you're not going to their church.
That's what she said. That's what she told her mama. See, she don't know. I used to go in the room. Girl, when I tell you, I went off on that lady, and then she came back one time. Now, she didn't get enough. Now, this was what she was wrong about, because when she came back one time, I was real sick, and I was at the point where I couldn't even breathe. She made me read a whole scripture and know that I was struggling breathing. I had to go to the hospital that day. And my mom was like, if I would have caught that woman trying to make you read the Bible and you were struggling breathing, I would have tore her off. I said, yeah, those people are crazy. Like, I wouldn't even let them at my door. Like, mm-mm.
Goodness, but they a mess, man. But because the thing is, what people don't understand is that, and I don't want to sound like that I'm like the religious type, because I'm far from that. You know, I believe in God and all that good stuff. But the thing, when it comes to like religions, like separate religions, like I don't have a religion. I'm a spiritual person.
Right.
The thing about the skirt is that when God was walking over where he was, the thing is that they didn't have any such thing called church clothes.
Right.
You know, so it basically come as you are. So I should be able to come how I am. I shouldn't have to be like, oh, well, I guess to come here, I'm going to wear skirts all the time. I would rather for a woman to wear pants before she wears a skirt.
Right.
Because me personally, you know, skirts is like more easy access, and there's a lot of things that goes on within these churches that I don't want to get too deep about. But again,
I know.
It's just like I allow for me to have. At the end of the day, it's like it's already y'all already kind of like controlling me because your mom probably go to church probably a lot of times out the week. She's probably there more than the church is probably there. Not judging or anything, but those that, you know, be into it like that, and then you turn around and you're judging someone else. It's just like, everyone has to remember, when you're pointing a finger at somebody, you have three pointing right back at yourself. So you have
right.
to be careful about what you're pointing your finger at, and also what you're putting your mouth on as well, too. So if I want to wear pants, the church, it shouldn't be a problem for me to wear fucking pants to church. It's,
right.
it's my prerogative. We're all coming in here to praise the Lord. Why is me having on pants have something to do? Why is that an issue when we all should be in here praising the Lord? I'm giving you my tithes already. What else do you
right.
want from me?
So true. And that's why I love my church. I've been going there since I was in middle school. And, you know, my pastor, she died last year. That I was very close to her, but she never, ever have turned nobody away because of what they had on. Never. And that's why sometimes my mom be like, I'm going to go to your church this Sunday. You know, she barely go to her church. She like her church, but she barely go because sometimes she like to go to my church. But, yeah, my parents have never, ever judged nobody or what they had on. Everybody, she always has said everybody can come as they is. So sometimes I went past my church. And that's how I feel like that's how you should be somewhere where you're comfortable at. You know, telling people, oh, they can't, you know, they got to wait. Skirt, like you say, stuff goes on in these churches all the time.
All the time,
all the time,
baby.
All the time. like, it should be no issue. But I just want to discuss that since we was talking about, you know, fashion and stuff. I just thought that was crazy. But, hey, to each their own, whatever they do, I ain't there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Don't ask me because I'm not judging whatsoever. If you want to wear a skirt every day to church, wear your skirt every day to church. But don't put that on somebody else to be like, oh, you can't come here unless you wear a skirt. Like, I don't have to wear a skirt.
Right. Very true. So let's turn the conversation up a notch with this question. Would you be turned off if a person you was dating couldn't dress?
Okay, so that's crazy that you asked me this question because I don't know if I want to call him my ex or what. Give me just a second. Hold on. He couldn't dress.
Wow.
Yeah, he couldn't dress. He couldn't dress. I ain't going to say, like, he couldn't dress, but from what I saw him wearing, it was just more like, you know, he couldn't dress. But I worked with that, though. He used to shop in City Train a lot, and I used to be like, why are you shopping in there? You don't need to be shopping in there. But City Train came up since then. But at the time that he was going, I mean, the stuff that he was getting was kind of, you know, it was all right, but it was more, I wanted him to be more, you know, you're a man, and I need for you to start dressing more like a man, like put your pants up on your butt.
I'm sorry about your language.
You good.
Right.
Put your pants up on your butt and, you know, like wear collared shirts and things like that. I like things like that. So, yeah, I feel like, I don't know. I try to look past that now. Because especially if I can see potential. If I can see potential, then I'm okay. If I can see potential. Potential is okay with me. Yeah, but if you just flat out can't dress, then it's yeah, I don't know about that. Because I can dress a little bit now. I ain't just, you know, throw it off. So I don't want you to be just throw it off either.
Right.
What about you? Would you date someone that couldn't dress?
Well, you know, I don't think I ever have noticed the clothes. Now, it was this one man that had liked me. And we never dated, but he was a real big man. Cause I don't like no real skinny man. I like me. My men have to have meat on their bones. So, and I've always liked heavy set men. Anybody who knows me personally know I've always liked heavy set men. But there's one heavy set man. Now this is the thing. This is the thing about this one heavy set man. He could have dressed. You know, he kept himself up, could have dressed. But he kept his pants always used to show his foot crack. So that's the only thing I could understand. Like, why do you, and I guess that was kind of like a turnoff for me. That was the turnoff for, it was the turnoff for me with your pants showing your butt crack. But now he could have dressed, though. Keep the ladies' hat, shoes, clothes, you know. I mean, everything just dressed down. But you didn't get big enough pants to cover your butt crack. That was the turnoff for me. Because when we go in public, even when I see him now in public, if he go in the store, I see a whole bunch of butt crack. So.
No.
Yes.
Not
and butt I don't
crack.
Know.
Huh? I said, no, not butt crack.
Yes. Like, I don't know if his pants don't fit right, because he is a big man. Like, he is a big man. Like, sometimes I'm with my mom, and she see him, and she'll say, so we call him Big Man. We don't even call him his name. We just call him Big Man. And the way he has to drive, he has to sit all the way back. Now, one thing I'm going to give him his props on, because he told me he have a little business. Well, he making his business. He takes people around. Like, sometimes he has people at the store, one person at the store. He has some people at the doctor. Some people he has to take home. Like, he he don't make a little bit of money. Like, he do this every day, all day. I think he stopped, like, after 5, unless they need an emergency. But I have to give him his props on that. Because every time you see him, he got somebody at the grocery store, somebody at the doctor, whatever. But that was just a turnoff for me. You when he get out and have to go to the store, you see a bunch of butt cracks. I don't know. I don't know if his pants don't fit right or what it is, but, and I love my big men, and shout out to all big men, but that, I just, you know, and I don't know if he know his pants, I don't know if he even know his shoes like that, but now I think about this man don't win the stove and come out his butt crack showing, like. But then, let me tell you this, though, girl. Let me tell you this now. I can't stand for a person to try to tell you stuff to do, and they ain't taking their own advice. Now, he had told me one time, oh, you got to keep yourself up and all this bull crap. But you going in the grocery stores with your, I'm going to say the right word, because we don't have no limits, so Queen J. He going in the store, his ass crack showing.
No.
I've never went no store with my body parts showing. And I wonder do people, when people see that, do they tell him? Like, I didn't even, like, we hadn't even been friends long. So, because I never have dated him. But that was a turn off for me. Like, you talking about you want to go place with me and stuff. I could never go away with him with his ass crack showing.
No, not me. Right. Don't you can dress this the little thing. Outside of you dressing, sir. So, yeah, I definitely get it. I do.
Right. But he was sweet and cool. I can't take that away from him, but, because I, and you know, every time I see him, I just think about, you know, no, I can't be in public with you. No. I'm just saying, like, when you come out, and then I was talking to my cousin knows some of the people, and my cousin was like, he always have his butt showing. I said, I don't know why. Do somebody need to tell him? Like, but you telling me, oh, you got to keep yourself up and all this and that. Just because you might be able to saw me with my little boat, you know, my little thing on my head. You know how you have the same thing, I can't think what it's called. But you know how you have the little scarf and thing on your head. Like, just because you saw that, oh, you think I don't keep myself? No, but I would never go and show my butt showing.
It's about appearance too. Though you can dress,
right.
It's about appearance, like how the clothes look on you. Just because they made it for you, that don't mean it's gonna look right on you. So you gotta, you know, be careful in that area.
Right. And then when I was working at Shoe Carnival, he wanted me to order him some shoes. I said, no, I'm not ordering you no shoes. Trying to get free shoes off me. You know, sometimes. And sometimes we have to deviate from the conversation, but you know what? Some men, and I know some women do this too, like I said, all men, but some people just try to leech off you. Like, you thought because I was working at Shoe Carnival and I could get a little discount that I was going to get you a discount too. No. Mm-mm.
No, you didn't have to pay full price now.
Right. And listen, I was working with them online. It was no way I was about to do that, because that was hell by itself. Shoe car, I will never do sales no more. No, I can't do it. I would never do sales no more. But
yeah, sales is definitely not for me. I definitely can't do sales. So I'm dead on that part.
Yeah, it's. I mean, people. No disrespect to Shoe Carnival. Shout out to them, but people was upset about their shoes being lost. I mean, it was a mess. Like, you would think a popular store like that would have their stuff together, but there was a lot of angry customers, and I was just like, you know what? I know I'm talking. I'm doing customer service, but because you know, sometimes I would hang up on some of them people. I ain't gonna lie. I'm just telling the truth about it, because I can't do it. And I would say, you know what, I said I can't do it. Now, I did have a chat job, though. That was fun But even with the chat, people still find a way to get attitude with you, even with chat. Even with the chat.
Yes, even with chat. I do chat at work, and I do everything else at work. I talk on the phone. I do customer service at work.
Right.
So, they know how to get smart through a chat, and I definitely know how to get smart through a chat, through a phone call, through all that.
Right.
Play with it.
yeah, it's something else. It's something else. Money be good, but then you be like, man, the treatment, the way you have to, and I say, nah, this chat, like, I shouldn't get, like, one day, somebody was telling me, oh, you don't know your job and stuff. Like, I was working with cable phone internet, and those people literally thought that I could, like, work a miracle if you have certain rules to follow. I can't make magic appear. You know what I'm saying? It's like I can't make water come out of there if the water is off. What I'm trying to say is I can't, you know, just give you a credit if you don't deserve a credit. You know, like they really wanted you to, like, I'm not going to lose my job. Are you going to feed me, put food on my table, pay my
mm-hmm.
light bill?
I go through the same thing, baby. I go through the same thing. They be like, you not to tell you, so you mean to tell me you can't do this for me? I've been a long-time customer.
Right. Girl, they something. I mean, you know, sometimes I be understanding how they feel, but the way some people talk to you, like, ain't no way. No way. So, but, yeah, let me see what else I have for us tonight. So, I always heard this quote, and it's amazing that I just realized what this quote said. There's a quote that says, being fashionably late. And I actually looked it up, and it says, being fashionably late means when somebody appears to an event after it's already started. How do you feel about that?
I'm going to say, I don't know. It just basically depends. If I know, like, this person is going to be late, I'm not going to be upset because it's something that I know. But thing is, it's like me coming on to yours, you see how, like, I apologize for actually being late because I don't like being late to people's stuff. I like for people to show up on time. But the thing is,
yeah,
you got to respect people's time, you know, showing up late. Like, if I could take an example, like, Portia off of The Real Housewives of Atlanta and how she was late. She was definitely late to Cynthia's, engagement dinner, I guess that's what it was. I don't know. But she was late as hell, and it was just like, wow, like, you don't show to nobody stuff like that.
You know, I got to get into the show. I haven't even watched none of the season, and I have somebody else that, not to cut you off, but I have somebody else that I was supposed to do, me and her supposed to do a whole review of the whole season and the reunion, and I ain't watched none of it yet. But I keep seeing people talk about Portia, and I actually like Portia.
Yeah, Portia's great to me.
Yeah, that show was a mess. But, yeah, you can go ahead and finish. I just had to get that part in real quick.
Oh, no, like, she shows up late or whatever, but she's straight, but I feel like if you're going to be late, at least let somebody know, because you can't just think about your time. You also got to think about the other person's time as well. So I say, like, be respectful.
Right. Now, when it comes to church, they already know I'm late. They already know I don't come on time. And I even had he's in charge of the church now. He said, Jaleesa don't get there. She get there when the church bout over. But sometimes I be ready to do that because, you know, I be ready to go. I just be want to show up and go home. But Yeah, I just think, you know, like, I understand why I choose not because, you know, what happened, you was driving, everything like that. But, yeah, I do think sometimes, you know, if you know you can't make it, like, ahead of time. Now, that was for you. That was, like, last minute, you know, you was driving stuff. But I think, like, ahead of time, you can't make it, okay, you say, okay, well, we have to. Like, when I was doing my wrestling podcast and I was getting some people on and the guy wrote me on Twitter, he said, you know what, I don't think I'm going to be able to make it because I got something else to do, you know. So that's why I said I never get upset because I know people have things to do and stuff like that, you know. As, you know, mm-hmm. people have other things they have to do. They can't be on a podcast, stuff like that. So I do think it's important to, you know, let people know ahead of time if you can't do something. Now, something that, you know, was like last minute or you just couldn't help from, you know, happening, you know, that's understandable. But now, like I say, when it comes to church, I'm always late. I am always
late. Ain't nothing wrong with being late. As long as you're showing your face, that's all that matters.
Right. Now, if somebody invite me to something, now I'm going to tell you about that, though. Sometimes you can show up and people don't start on time. I hate that. I hate that.
Right. Right.
I hate when people do not start on time.
Right. It just be tricking folks. Be like, well, things like, well, I should have told them to show up at 4 o'clock, and then
right.
it really started at 6 o'clock. Because if you tell somebody something started at 4 o'clock, they gonna show up at 4 o'clock. I mean, not 4 o'clock, but 6 o'clock.
Right. Now, if it's a surprise party, I can understand that because you're trying to, you know, surprise the person and you don't want to put, you know, you don't want to put them on, like, you know, let them know something going on. You know, you're trying to, you know, now that's okay. If you tell me to call, if you tell me you would start at 3 and the person, the honoree supposed to come, but it's going to be a little late because you're trying to, you know, surprise them. That, now, I can understand something like that. But I was watching somebody on a live. It's an app I be on. It's kind of like I don't even watch TV because that app have drama. This person had an event, and the event was supposed to start at 12 p.m. No, I'm lying. 8 p.m. That person did not start that event till 12 p.m. So the guy told her. The guy say he got on the mic. He said, you know, I'm ready to go home. Because I've been here on time. I've been here an hour early. And you did not start until 3 hours later. Now, that, for me, I would have been pissed off.
Yeah, me too. For sure.
But you know what? And then she got mad with the dude. They not friends now. That's why I say TV, I watch TV, but my TV be on that app. Listen, that girl got mad with him because he said that on the microphone. You know, some people, they don't mind speaking out the bad mouth. But I said she couldn't get mad with him because he'd been there 3 hours. You don't know what he could do. He might be able to go to work the next morning. He was trying, for me, I feel like he was trying to be a good friend, show up to her event. He probably had to go to work the next morning. He probably had stuff he had to do. And you didn't start this event until 3 hours later. I would have went home after 2 hours. I ain't going to tell no lie. Not me.
Yeah, me too. I get restless, so. And like I said, I know how I am as a person. So, It's only so much late that you can be, period.
Right. Definitely. If I was getting married, I would hope that my person I'm getting married wouldn't be late to the wedding. I would be so embarrassed.
And that'd be the scariest part to think about.
That's actually real life stuff. Sometimes stuff on the TV be actually real life stuff too. For real. So, I want to ask you this question. We're not gonna have much longer for this because I'm gonna say I know you probably got things to do and I'm going to bed after this.
you good.
So I want to know your thoughts on dating online. This is actually just a two for one. Dating and meeting somebody online, How you feel?
I meet everybody online. Yeah, at first I used to be like, ooh, like who dates from Facebook or Twitter or stuff like that? But people really do, and you know, whatever good with them, I'm great with it.
Right. Well, you know what, I see, it was this one incident. Now, this was the worst incident I had. I met somebody online. It's to each his own. You just have to, you know, go with your gut. But I met this one person online, and I think we was already talking for like a month. So I decided to go where he was at. And everybody was telling me, don't go. You know, I even had an ex-boyfriend was like, you know, trying to talk pissing to me, and I went anyway. So I'm not going to repeat the stuff that happened, but it was just bad. Like, then you tell me that you was playing. Nobody plays. The type of playing he was doing, I would have been on here doing a podcast today if he really did what he wanted to do. So, you know, and then the funny thing is, then you wait a couple of years, go around about 2017, you try to hit me up on Facebook and say, I was just joking. I want to talk to you and stuff. Like, no. First of all, he was a big man. But second of all, a person's house says a lot about them, how they keep up their house.
Yes, ma'am.
When I was at that
person's house,
roaches was everywhere near the microwave. That was a turn.
No!
Yes, roaches was near the microwave. That basically was the only bad part was the roach. This was a bad roach problem. Then, before I left there, you tell me, oh, you got to replace my food you had cooked. Well, if you know you have much food, why did you tell me to come up there? The other thing was, I don't like when somebody take pictures of me
food.
That I don't ask.
He didn't have enough food. Hold on, wait.
Yeah,
he already knew I was coming up there.
He knew I was coming up there. Then he gonna tell me, oh well, you gotta replace my food that you had cooked because I think I had cooked some chicken and fries or something. And he was like, you gotta replace my food. And I was like, I'll replace your food. And I say, why? Then I thought about it. I said, why should I replace your food? When we were supposed to be talking, and you knew I was coming, you should have told me not to come. So, but it's real funny how years later you try to hit me up and say, I want to talk back to you, I want to be with you and stuff, and then delete me off Facebook because you got mad because I wouldn't take you up over your offer. No, I'll never forget what you did to me. Like, you don't play, I'm going to just say, you don't play with weapons. Like, kitchen weapons. You don't play with stuff like that. You know, I don't care what type of plane it was. And then another turn off for me was you pulling my hair and telling me to get it. It's kind of funny, but then it's not funny. Pulling my hair until I get in that kitchen to cook me some eggs. I'm like, what? Like, it's funny, but it's not funny. Like, it's seriously some people out there that just ain't got good sense. I'm just like that.
You say you want to hear the hold on, wait. You say you was pulling your hair?
Pulling my hair. Like, it's funny, but it's not funny. Pulling my hair, talking about getting there and cook me some eggs.
It's all black here.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, I never really told anybody on Twitter that story, but.
Well, they're going to hear it now.
Oh, yeah, they can hear it because I don't care about him. He can't do nothing to me. He can't do nothing to me. He stay away in Orangeburg. He's far away from me. I would just say, you know, and I'm going to mention this website I'm going to get because I've been on that website a lot, watching people live and stuff. And these girls were telling this girl, they said, you know what, it's a man was wanting to talk to her, and he wanted to fly her out where he was at. They was like, no, don't do that. And it was like, you don't know him, you got to get to know him. But sometimes you get to know people online, and they still try to be a good person. But I guess you just have to go with your gut. But this person, Then he tried to make like, oh, he was so good and stuff, and he tried to hit me up like people. They all, I guess they always say people know what they had, and when they had it, they ruined it. And I guess how you said, how saying go, you never know. It's a saying. I can't get. It's a saying.
You never know
how a good thing. I don't know.
You never know. You never know a good thing until it's gone.
Right. And then you never miss your water till the well run dry. So when it and some people they that water go out and it get dry and they try to come back. Now I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna tell no lie. Even though I'm in a brand new relationship, I missed my water one time. And I was trying to get back this person. I broke up with them. I was trying to get back with them, and they didn't want to get back me because I guess they were still holding on to that hurt. But see, the funny thing is, now I talk to their cousin, but I had no idea these people was cousins. Like, seriously, I had no idea these people were cousins.
You tried it.
So, huh?
I said, you tried it.
So now, well, it don't happen now. But when I first got with my current boyfriend, he was like, I can't believe you was talking to my cousin. I was like, how can you, like, when I was talking to him, I didn't even know they was cousins. I didn't even know who his name was, nothing. So that was totally out of my reach. Because how I met this person was through my cousin. That long story, but I did not know that him and my ex was cousins. So you could imagine how awkward it'd be for my ex when I met in a something they haven't. And I know that he don't feel too good when I'm around, but I come around anyway. And
right.
I just feel like I try to look my best, and I try to look. My cousin had did my hair one time, and I had on my eyes, I had on my makeup, I had on my eyelashes. They said that guy left within 10 minutes after I came out. One thing about me, I'm going to make you regret. That's just me. I'm going to make you regret not being with me, even though I'm with somebody. I'm going to make you, when you see me, you're going to regret not how you did me. Because like I said about that big man, he regret. It's a long story I can't get into, but when I make sure he see me, I like to be petty too.
Right,
but
I do too.
I love being paid.
Petty
like when
my
I
thing.
Yeah, I love being paid, but you know I don't go to every family event. But when I do go, yeah, I know it's awkward. But when I see the big guy, yeah, I like to be paid with that person too. That's just saying my cousin said you just so petty. I said, yeah, I know.
Yep.
I can't help that.
I can't either. Yep.
Yeah, I can't help it. So
I got some shirts coming out about being petty. So, yeah.
Right. Definitely true. So, I enjoyed this conversation with you tonight. We were talking about fashion. Got a little off track. We got off track, but we still had a good conversation. I want to know, is there anything that you want to discuss, talk about?
No, I know that I'm ready to have you on my podcast now. So yeah, I mean, we hit whatever you want to hit tonight. I'm all yours, honey.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, I'll be there. That's one thing. Listen, I love being on people's shows. That's why I be trying to put out the tweets. Like anybody want me on your show? It's just so many podcasts. I got to take time. I'm gonna take time Saturday. I listen to one of yours, and I got to listen to some more. I'm gonna take time Saturday. This is some podcasts. That's why I was telling people to send to my DMs because when you send to my mentions and stuff, I get too many mentions and I get a lot of people that, you know, like to shout me out. And so I have to, you know, it's too much to go back through. So that's why I was getting people to send to my mentions. But definitely, most definitely, we probably could set a date next week and I definitely come on. I love being on people's show.
Okay.
I love letting somebody else be the host and I just be the guest.
Yes. Don't you like just taking the seat back and just, yeah, like you just like being on the passenger seat sometimes. It's okay to be on the passenger seat. It's okay to take a ride. You don't always have to drive.
Right. Most definitely. And so since you say you know, you have nothing to say, like I said, you know, it was just nice to have you on the show tonight. Definitely had a good conversation, some laughs. And this is one reason why I love doing podcasts. I'm about a year out from doing, well, let me see. No, I'm already a year from doing podcasts now. So I definitely got a big, episode I'm working on for June. For all the guests that
okay.
on my show, it's going to be where they come on, say what you got to say for about 15, 20 minutes, you know, just for all my guests that have ever been on my show from season one, because I think I'm in season four. I don't know how Blog Talk set it up, but I think that I'm in season four. Okay.
I see that you went to wrestling a lot, though.
Yes.
I used to be like,
oh yes, I am. I definitely
am a wrestling fan.
yes, sure. Wait, just hold on, just a minute. I'll read it. I was stupid. Oh, I'm so sorry. Listen, somebody was I'm gonna talk about the rest in a minute. Somebody, I did not know somebody was. Oh my goodness, I usually look at the chat. When I'm here on Blog Talk, they got a chat, and I usually look at the chat. And I did not know that somebody was joining the conversation with us. I am so sorry. We were having such a good time. I didn't get to look at the chat. They have a Biden picture, though. They said, and I'm going to read this. I got to see if I can follow them because I am so sorry because I did not know that they were actually conversating back. I'm trying to go to the chat. I see they said something about shirts with written. I can't even go back to it, but they were in the conversation. I'm so sorry. I can't even pick up the name, but they was engaged in the conversation with us. Let me see if I can look at the chat right now. Okay, they said, "What happened to DBL Lace Legears?" I don't know. Is that some type of shirts or something like that? Lacela Gears.
They said, L.A. Gears. I used to wear L.A. Gears when I was a child. Oh, my gosh. Those used to be, I used to love them because when I used to walk, they'll light up with red lights at the bottom. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I just looked at the chat. I usually go to the chat. I'm going to have to see if I can follow them. But I usually go to the chat, and I did not go to the chat. But, yeah, they said L.A. Gears. They also said, what else they said? They said shirts with "I'm with stupid" written on them. Oh, they were trying to say, like, shirts with "I'm with stupid" written on them. So
with stupid written on them?
They said that's what they like, the shirts that say "I'm with stupid" written on them.
Like those type of shirts you can find in Walmart and stuff. Yeah. Those shirts cute. I wouldn't wear it preferably, but somebody else can.
Yeah, I took a picture of their name because I got to try to follow them. So you can't steal my freedom one. I am so sorry. We were just in such a good conversation. And I used to go to the chat and look, but I do thank them for tuning into the conversation with us. But, so wrestling, I've been a wrestling fan since, 2004. But my favorite wrestler, he just retired last year, which I don't think is too much over because I do think he's going to come back. But I do think he's going to be in the Hall of Fame next year. That's actually one of my goals. But, I had weight loss surgery last year. So one of my non-skill goals is to go to a wrestling event, and I do want to go when he gets in the Hall of Fame. I do want to travel. It's supposed to be in Dallas, Texas, so I guess I'll be in Dallas, Texas next year because I'm going to go. But you know what? The thing about wrestling, and people just piss me off so bad on social media, they don't know how, and I guess this with anything, but I just see a lot in the wrestling community. They don't know how to agree or disagree. They get so mad. Like, we just had two nights of WrestleMania. We had a big wrestling event. I don't know if you can see my tweet. We had a big wrestling event this week. We had Raw Monday. We had a Hall of Fame Tuesday, which was a double Hall of Fame because they didn't have a Hall of Fame last year because of COVID. So They had the 2020 and 2021 Hall of Fame Tuesday. We had NXT, two events of NXT this week. Last week we had Friday Night SmackDown. Then it was WrestleMania 1 Saturday, WrestleMania 2 Sunday. And people just, I just feel like if your favorite wrestler didn't win, you don't need to disrespect a wrestler because the stuff I saw about Roman, I don't know if you know Roman Reigns, but
no, it's been a long time since I watched wrestling though. So, but I can listen.
Oh yeah, well he had leukemia about 2 years I think he had leukemia, but I think he's over it now. And just because he won, now I'd be disappointed if a certain wrestler wins, but I would never, and I have never done this. Never would I say something about a person's health, you know. And sometimes in the wrestling community, they take things too far. They take things. One person even want the KILL themselves because somebody didn't win, and you know it don't have to go that far. Like it's just wrestling. It's a sport like any other sport we like to watch. But why do y'all have to take it that far? I don't know. So this week have been the most I have tweeted wrestling in a long time because I kind of like got out of touch with tweeting it. But some people, I don't know. I just don't know. Like with my Undertaker, with my favorite wrestler, Undertaker. So when he lost to Brock Lesnar at a WrestleMania a couple years ago, I didn't say nothing crazy about Brock Lesnar. Now, right now, I say he shouldn't have won. He didn't deserve to break the streak. But I ain't about to sit here and go crazy or say something real disrespectful because at the end of the day, these people are still human beings, you know. And see, that man, Roman Reigns, leukemia, that wasn't no storyline. That was actually, that's true about him. He didn't have that. So, girl, it's some assholes in the rest of the community. It's some people that just want you just to agree with what they got to say. They want you to agree with them. They don't want you to disagree with them or nothing. They don't want you to have your own opinion. Have opinion, it's wrong and they right.
And they right, exactly. That's why I choose to who I wanna be. Yeah. That's why I pick and choose, and that's why I don't too much speak on celebrities' lives and anything like that, because I don't need nobody to feel like they're going to come and correct me about a damn thing.
Right. And that's where a lot of social media. That's actually where a lot of social media. A lot of people do that. You can't have, that's why I say it's a thing I be wanting to tweet my thoughts about, but I know people, I had somebody come, maybe you know what this means. I had somebody come my mentions, and they tell me, they said, it was something I had posted, I can't remember, but they was like, that's why your friends think you sketchy as fuck, and I'm like, if you can't tell me, my thing is, it's one thing to come my mentions if you ain't following me, but it's also another thing to tell me something when I ask you what it means, you can't tell me what it means, so I don't know what they meant, but they got blocked.
I wouldn't even follow that up. They can say what they want to say. People gonna say what they want to say. They probably don't even know why the fuck they said it. To be real with you.
Yeah, and see, as I'm looking up now, it got one meaning says, not thorough or detailed, dishonest or disruptible. I thought it was something about a man. I don't know what the tweet was about, but I guess they felt some type of way. And they want to say, that's why my friend, you don't even know my friends. I don't even have much friends. You don't know me personally. And see, that's why people, you know, that's why it's hard to be, you know, out on social media and stuff because people can't take agree to disagree. That's my favorite thing to say, agree to disagree. They can't take it. They'll report your page. They'll talk trash to you. Man, they just, I don't know. But I say what I have to say, and I leave you alone.
Yes, ma'am.
Leave you alone.
You better.
Yeah. So, yeah. But it was. I really enjoyed this. I didn't think I was gonna do an hour. I said, well, I'll just do probably to 8:45. But I actually did over 8:45. So we actually did a whole hour of great conversation, talking about fashion, laughing, talking about other stuff. People butt crazy. You know what? I know Keita ain't listening right now, but Keita is going to get on me. We do a good girl, bad girl show. It's not just about wrestling. Well, we do wrestling, but we also do other little things, too. Like, sometimes we do top fives with different stuff and all that. When me and her do a show, she going to get me. When me and her do a show again, I definitely got to make her laugh about this butt crap. We already had a conversation about feet. Let me ask you about that before we go. Because I don't know why men love feet pictures. Like, even though I have someone, I still, you know, you still have those people that try to talk to you on social media. I don't know what it is about feet, but they will never see my feet. I'm sorry. They will never see my feet. I don't know what it is about feet. Like, why do men love feet pictures? Like, how can you see this really something? Because I don't
have
an episode
one day, he's infatuated with my feet. He loves my feet. He loves my feet. And I don't know why, but he loves my feet.
But see, that's the person that you're with. I'm talking about.
No, that's not the person that I'm with.
Oh. You said, I didn't really get to hear all you said. You said, who loves your feet?
No, I said I know this dude, and he loves my feet.
Oh, wow. Keita would be. We a mess with that show, but listen, I don't know what it is about feet, but I just, because I had somebody message me the other night, was like, ooh, I wish I could see your feet. Like, no, I'm not showing my fat toes. No, I'm not going to do that.
You better show off what God gave you.
Huh?
I say you better show off what God gave you and be proud about it.
No, I can't. I don't do that. I'm not sure. That's just a turn off for me. Even if I was interested in that person, if I had nobody, that would be a turn off for me. Because how can you get a, see, this is why me and this other person, we do a late night conversation. I bring that show back on Saturday.
No.
It's Saturday coming back. Late night conversation. That's what a grown and sexy be. You know, grown people conversation. No underage people allowed. Listen, and I definitely talk about that too. But I don't understand, how can you get aroused by feet pictures? I don't understand. To each his own.
I don't see. But, you know, different people have different types of fetishes. So, it's out here.
But that's I know that's something I definitely going to bring up Saturday night. Because this person, they tweet me. They be, I'm telling you, when I say they like, I told her shit, and nothing going to be off limits for late night conversation. Definitely going to talk about that, but I don't know why people love feet pictures.
You said Saturday night? What time?
I think we're going to try to do about 9, 10. It's called Late Night Conversation, but I think I'm going to change the name of it because I don't want to do it too late.
I might be a little late. I mean, a little lit. I probably want to get in on that conversation, too.
You sure can. If that's why the same number you called today, you can always call the number. I'm the only one that can see everybody who called in. You know, I can always see who called in. Or if you don't feel like calling in, you can always go to the website and just tweet what you probably want to call in. Yeah. Late night conversation. You know, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to bring most of my podcast while I'm trying to, you know, get on more shows and
me
listen
too.
To more shows. Because I have so
me
many
too. I'm trying
to listen to. Huh?
I said, me too. I'm trying to do more with my podcast as well. Maybe we can, you know, talk about that more off, you know, off fit.
Oh, yeah. I'll definitely be on yours. Definitely be on yours. But Saturday night, yeah, I'm trying to make sure we at least have an hour show on that because that's going to be who. Because that person I had to get you on because they tweet speed. A lot of sexual stuff. So I had to get them on for that. But, yeah, I don't know why people love feet pictures. I don't know. And if Keita ever listened to this, I'm sorry. But this is going to be brought back up on our show, too. Because I do host another podcast called Good Girl, Bad Girl Show. And we do other stuff on there, too. If you heard me smacking, I had me Icy from Bird King. I know I ain't supposed to have sweets, but I love them. Now they pissing me off. They pisses me off. The one I you know what? It's a shame that big companies like that don't have money to go and get the good cups. And when they give me these cups, they give me these small-ass cups, as much as I love my ices. That's why I say I'm going to stop dealing with Burger King.
they cook be flimsy.
They because the icy cups, it's a different type of cup it come in. So they claim they don't have them type of cups. So they give you the regular small Burger King cup. And see, that's why I can't do it nothing in my town. Like where I stay at, I have to drive 15 minutes just to go have some fun. Well, you know, you can't do much now because of COVID, but, you know, I have to go to Florence just to have fun. We don't have much nothing around here. We have a Walmart, things like that, but, you know, it's just some restaurants just need to close. Like, if it was up to me, I'd close every last one of them. You go to Bojangles and get you a chicken. I love to go to Bojangles and get their chicken, especially when it's hot. But when you go there, the girl talking about, it's not 9:30 yet, and I'm sitting here looking at my phone and confirming my phone. I'm looking at two different phones. Both of them say 9:30. What do y'all be, I don't know what they be doing in the morning time. I used to work at McDonald's, so I understand it, but that's why I never work at a restaurant no more. No. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I won't. I would try my best not to ever end up back in a fast food restaurant.
No, I sure will not. I sure will not. But I enjoyed this conversation tonight, and I'm going to let you go because when I get to talk,
okay.
I talk all night.
It's all good.
Huh?
I said it's all good. I can talk too, but I know I'm going to let you go.
Yeah, I was playing at the beginning because I played music at the beginning. I think my song I was playing at the beginning was, oh, my goodness, Save Your Tears. That was WrestleMania theme song. Who sang that song? The Weeknd. So I'm going to play, I mean, you can stay on or you can get ready, you can get off whatever. I might have to do my closing. I always mute my guests back when I get ready to do my closing and play my ending song. But
okay.
My song I'm
going
to be ending the show with is going to be, girl, I love this song. Like, I love this song, so it might play for a minute. I love this song. I have to say shout out to Fortnite because I do play Fortnite too. Team Xbox. they had this song on there. I'm going to leave the door open, girl. I feel in love with that song.
I said I'm ready to listen to it whenever you're ready to play it.
Okay. But it was nice talking to you this fashion. You say we didn't have much. We say we didn't have much to talk about. We had a lot to talk about with fashion and everything else. And y'all, and just one more time, you can tell my listeners where to listen to your podcast, which I will definitely be there next week.
Okay. Again, my name is Glow. I have a podcast. Well, I am my host of podcast Conversations with Glow. Again, the conversations is with a K. You can find me on Apple Podcasts. You can find me on Spotify. You can find me on Google Podcasts. You can also go on YouTube and also find me there. Subscribe to my YouTube channel if you like watching things in visual. So, yeah, just catch me out there. Just, you know, Google Conversations with Glow, and don't forget the conversations with a K and not a C.
Yes, y'all, go check it out. Yes, and we will be collabing. I'll be on there sometime this week. Whenever we get a date together, definitely going to do that. So, as again I said, it was nice having you on my show today. Very good conversation, very good laugh. I'm getting ready to meet you back, and I'm going to play this song. When you hear the song stop, you can just go ahead and hang up.
Okay, cool.
Right, let me meet you back. Let me see. All right, y'all, so that was Conversations with Glow on Twitter. She told y'all her link to her podcast. You can catch Queen J on there hopefully next week or very soon. Listen, tomorrow episode, before I play this song that I love so much, tomorrow I'm going to be doing a 30-minute episode telling my thoughts on some of the wrestlers that got released. I don't understand this one, y'all, so stay tuned tomorrow. I'll update the time, probably about 1 o'clock. My last words that I want to say is some of y'all on social media and need to stop being an asshole and let people say how they feel. Because if you come in my mention with the bullshit, I'm just going to block, because I ain't got time to argue with people. I bet my guests think I'm crazy. I love to make people laugh. Like, that's my thing. I can always make people laugh. But I enjoy my guests today. We're definitely going to do some collaboration stuff. So I'm not going to prolong the time. Let me play this song. Like I said, the beginning of the episode, the song was called The Weeknd, Save Your Tears. So here is, I'm going to leave the door open, and right now I can't tell y'all who sang it. I know who sang it, but I can't remember the name. So just go to YouTube, Spotify, wherever you listen to music, type in I'm going to leave the door open, and you'll be able to play. Listen. All right. I'll see y'all later. Here we go.
I look too good, to be alone. My house clean, my pool warm, just shake,
smooth like a newborn.
We should be dancing, romancing in the east wing and the west wing of this mansion. What's happening?
I ain't playing no games. Every word that I say is coming straight from the heart.
So if you're trying to lay in the
arms, I'ma leave the
like
unless you like
if you smoke
what you smoke.
I got the hay
purple hay,
and if you're hungry